Unit 2.
Right, I'm going to tell you how British students apply for admission to universities in Britain. That's the students who want to do an undergraduate course leading to degrees such as the BA, that's the Bachelor of Arts, the BSc, the Bachelor of Science, or the MA, which is the Scottish equivalent to the BA. Well, first of all, there are no separate entrance exams for different universities, except for Oxford and Cambridge. The students in Britain take national school leaving examinations. Now, in England, they're called A-levels, and in Scotland, they're called Highers. There's a slight difference in these exams. The A-levels are slightly more specialised, and so people tend to take fewer. Anyway, acceptance to a university depends on the number of these exams you have and the grades, and it varies according to each university. I would say at a very rough estimate that you would need about, say, 5 Highers for acceptance to a British university and about 3 A-levels. That's a very rough estimate. Anyway, the students choose the universities and the courses that they're interested in by looking at prospectuses. Now, these are booklets produced by the universities which give information about the courses that they offer. And these prospectuses are available in the school's careers offices or libraries or directly from the university. Now, all applications are processed through one central body called UCA. That stands for the University's Central Council on Admissions. In other words, the students don't apply directly to the universities themselves, except for Oxford and Cambridge. They have to apply 1 year in advance, that is, between September and December of the year before the October entry date. You know that the academic year in Britain is from October to June. Well, there's one standard form to fill in called the UCA form. And on this form, you put details of your education, qualifications, any relevant work experience, etc., plus the exams that you're going to sit during the school year. You also put down a list of the universities that you're interested in and the courses. And it has to be a maximum of 5 universities. Now, you can't put them in order of preference, but they're listed according to their code number. The code number is given in the UCA handbook. However, you can mark the university that you strongly prefer. Then you send off the form to UCA with a fee of £6. And once you've sent the form, you can't change your list. And by the way, you can only send one form per year. UCA then sends copies of your application form to the universities on your list. And the universities reply to the student directly, either offering them a firm place if they meet their requirements, that is, they have the right number of exams and grades, or a conditional place, that is, acceptance on condition that the students pass the exams that they're going to sit and at the required grade. So then the students sit their school exams, and they wait anxiously for the results to see if they've met the requirements, and then they let the university know the results. And if they're accepted, they're ready to start in October of that year.